ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Murarisi here with another special edition of this program, The Ocean of Dua. In this special edition and during this sacred and holy month of Ramadan, we'll try to talk about some parts of supplication of Abu Hamza Thumali. And we'll be bringing you the commentary on some parts of this supplication. We'll be back again after you listen to some parts of this dua, so stay with us.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد إلهي لو قرنتني بالأصفاد ومنعتني سيبك من بين الأشهاد ودللت على فضائحي عيون العباد وأمرت بي إلى النار وحلت بيني وبين الأبرار ما قطعت رجائي منك وما صرفت تأميلي للعفو عنك ولا خرج حبك من قلبي.
In another part of this supplication, we read, إلهي لو قرنتني بالأصفاد ومنعتني سيبك من بين الأشهاد. Oh Allah, if I had been yoked to and tied with chains and cut off from the flowing stream of your bounties in the presence of witnessing people, وَدَلَلْتَ عَلَى فَضَائِحِ عُيُونَ الْعِبَادِ, and they were all eyes to see how I was exposed to infamy and disgrace, وَأَمَرْتَ بِي إِلَى النَّارِ, and if I was told and ordered to proceed to hell, وَحُلْتَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ الْأَبْرَارِ مَا قَتَعْتُ رَجَائِي مِنْكِ, if all these happened, and if a barrier was put between me and the blessed pious people, even then I would not cease to have hope. وَمَا صَرَفْتُ تَأْمِيلِي لِلْعَفْوِ عَنْكِ, and I would not stop from expecting your pardon. وَلَا خَرَجَ حُبُّكَ مِنْ قَلْبِي أَنَا لَا أَنْسَى أَيَادِيكَ عِنْدِي وَسِتْرَكَ عَلَيَّ فِي دَارِ الدُّنْيَا. It would not take away your love from my heart. I have not forgotten the bounties and the protection you made available for me in this world. This is the station where a true servant is talking to his Lord and talking about fear and hope, which are requisites of faith. One of the subjects emphasized in various ways in our different supplications transmitted from the Ahlul Bayt and Infallibles related to the blessed month of Ramadan specifically is the issue of fear and hope, or what we call khawf or raja, and kind of striking a balance between these two.
Ramadan, 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 Ramadan.
The ocean of dua.
Before we start to discuss this part of supplication, let me mention one thing that is visible in this part of supplication. We know that one of the etiquettes of supplication is to be in need of Allah desperately, asking Him honestly. We all must take shelter with Allah during prayer, like a distressed person who finds none other than Allah to rely upon, to place his hope in. For example, if a supplicant's hope is divided between Allah and other than Him of His creatures, then in this case he has not attained a due absorption in Allah. He has not experienced in himself the state of being desperately in need of Allah. And this is yet a fundamental requisite for acceptance of a prayer. This could be one of the other aspects Imam alayhi salam is talking about. Ilahi law qarantani bil asfad. O God, O Allah, if I had been yoked to and tied with chains, if I had been cut off from the flowing stream of your bounties, if I am exposed to infamy and disgrace, and everything happens to me, I have not forgotten your bounties. I will not stop to love you. This would not take away your love from my heart. This is truly showing how Imam alayhi salam is entertaining a good opinion of Allah in the supplication. How he has softened his heart, and these words are appearing in this part of the supplication. Imam alayhi salam has presented his needs before Allah prior to this part of supplication. Although Almighty Allah's knowledge suffices him from our requests, but He the Exalted loves that we should present our needs to Him, to the extent that He sometimes puts us in need so that we may take our needs to Him. And this way that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is talking to Allah is the key of attracting Allah's mercy. Because He the Exalted says, call me and I will answer you. Ud'uni astajib lakum. And Imam alayhi salam is practically showing us how needy we are with respect to Allah and His mercy. Neediness by itself is among the places of Allah's mercy. Allah sends down His mercy upon His creatures, even upon animals and plants, without them having asked for it. But it is due to their need. But this does not imply the negation of petition and request. Imam is saying, if all these happens, I still love you. I know you're my Lord. I will have no one else to turn to, and I will not turn to anyone other than you, because I have recognized you. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Don't let me go astray, 'cause I need you by my side.